Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, Ben and I recently recorded another edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with a live audience via Zoom. It's so much fun. You gotta join us on this. I'm telling you, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Again, underpriced, over deliver. That's how we roll on the Patreon. $5 or $10 a month. Every single show that we post on Patreon is worth the price of admission alone. We put it all together. We keep adding more on Patreon, and the price never changes. Okay? You got the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You got Who Are These Zanes? You got the Lost Zane Recordings, the Insane Asylum, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, and the Monday through Friday Daily Patreon Bonus Podcast. That's a lot of material each and every week for $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, the live streams. Check it out for 1 month. If you like it, convert it to a yearly, and I'll take 10% off of the cost. Anyway, on this week's Ben and Eric Patreon Podcast, it was another rowdy game of Bet on Ben. This is how it unfolded.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
All right. Let us begin. Chance to win $50 in another Riverwind edition of Bet on Ben. Don't even tell me that I don't have glasses here. And I do. Thank you. And they're always crooked and stupid. The question. What slow-footed slugger hoofed out his first triple in over 11 years on August 2nd, 1999? So baseball player, slow as balls, got a triple for the first time in over 11 years on August 2nd, 1999. Linda.
I'm going to bet against him.
All right, Ben, once again, what slow-footed slugger, meaning he could hit the ball far, a lot of home runs, hoofed out his first triple in over 11 years on August 2nd, 1999. Chance to win $1 right now. Is your mic on, Ben?
Oh, there we go.
Ha, ha, ha.
We're all like, broadcaster.
We're like, what the fuck just happened?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm just going to say Ken Griffey Jr.
Sorry, that is incorrect. We're looking for Mark McGuire.
No way. All right.
Yeah, I guess it was.
I almost said Barry Bonds.
Wasn't Ken Griffey Jr. really fast?
He was an all-around great player.
Yeah. Like all stole around. A lot of bases. So.
I think he was a center fielder, which you can't be slow to play center field.
I just wanted to say a name.
No, you did. Ben, you did the right thing. And you had the right era.
Right. Okay.
$1. Linda. Question number two. In the CBS TV series, what does CSI stand for?
I'm going to bet on him because I hope he's a true crime aficionado like me and my sister and a lot of other people.
Ben, CBS TV show. What does CSI stand for?
Shit. I just don't know what the S stands for.
Damn it.
Well, what do the other two letters stand for?
Criminal, and it's some sort of form of investigate.
Do you want the buzz?
No, I'm gonna say criminal science investigators.
Criminal science investigators. I'm sorry, that's wrong.
I need a CSI here for when I shoot myself in the head for betting on Ben. Crime scene investigation.
Oh, crime scene. Aha. That makes more sense.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry.
Kyle joins us. Kyle, go ahead and unmute. You're playing. You're going to play Bet on Ben.
Oh, nice. All right, how's it going?
Going well. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Here you go. What leading lady actress was nabbed shoplifting nearly $5,000 worth of goods from a Beverly Hills Saks Fifth Avenue in 2001? Kyle, you're going to bet on or against Ben?
Oh, gosh. 20 years ago, I don't know who that against.
Ooh, good call.
Come on, Ben.
What leading lady?
You get it wrong. You mad.
Yeah.
What leading lady, actress, total thief, tried lifting $5,000 worth of stuff, Beverly Hills, Saks Fifth Avenue in 2001. Kyle says, no way.
I don't know. Oh, man. Who would have? I know some women from that era, but I don't know which one, who would steal.
Which one? Yeah. You don't know which one's a freaking thief.
Yeah. I'll just say Julia Roberts.
Somebody show me that thief, Julia Roberts. Sorry, that is incorrect. We're looking for Winona Ryder.
Oh, wow.
Really? God, I hate that lady.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month,
Go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
She's the worst part of Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, she's the mom.
She's the overactor.
So hot. She's a little too young for me. Are there any scenes
with her, shit out of me.
Is there any scenes with her shoes off?
Shoes off? Oh, God. I don't know. Probably.
What teenage pitcher became the youngest rookie of the year in baseball history in 1984? Teenage pitcher became the youngest rookie of the year in baseball in 1984. Kyle, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Ben's so good with sports. I'm going to go against you, Ben.
All right.
Good call.
84, teenage rookie of the year, Ben.
God, I'm blanking on his first name.
I can take the last name.
Really?
If you said the last name, I would let that fly.
Oh, then there's no way I'm getting it. The last name I'm thinking of is Johnson.
incorrect. It's Dwight Gooden.
Okay. Who's Randy Johnson? That's who I was thinking of.
But he said 1984.
Yeah, he'd be a little later. All right.
He could have been a teenager back then.
We're playing for $4 now. It's a $4 question. What Louisiana political official explained in 1990, there are different clans, just like there's different fraternities at a college. And when he's talking about clans, he's talking about the Klan.
Right.
What Louisiana official explained in 1990, there are different clans, just like there's different fraternities at a college. Kylie, you're going to bet on or against Ben?
Well, you keep going like before Ben was even born, so I'm going to say against.
Yeah, this is true. This is way back. What's the guy's name? I think I know it, but I don't know his name. It's not coming to the tip of my tongue. Oh, shit. I want to say black guy. Very involved in the church. Shit. I don't know. You're going to have to just buzz me on this.
Not a black guy. It's a racist named David Duke.
Oh, the head of the Klan?
Yeah. Grand Wizard.
Okay. But wait, you said he's a political official?
He was. He even ran for president.
Get out of here.
Oh, he did.
What the hell?
Yep. All right. Playing for $8. Kyle, you're on a little bit of a roll here. Here we go.
Yeah, I'll take it.
What NASCAR race did thousands of fans petition to have renamed in honor of Dale Earnhardt in 2001? What race did thousands of fans petition to have renamed in honor of Dale Earnhardt in 2001? Kyle, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Just because I know it doesn't mean Ben does, right? I'm going to go with him. I'm scared, but I'll go with him.
No.
Oh, come on, Ben.
NASCAR is not my thing. I do remember watching this or him die. I remember exactly where I was when it happened. Right. I'm going to guess the Daytona 500. All right.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Kyle has $8, and he's playing for $16 with this question.
That's right. I thought it.
What entertainer secured breeding permits for giraffes, hedgehogs, and orangutans at his California ranch?
What did he secure?
He secured breeding permits so he could breed these animals for giraffes, hedgehogs, and orangutans at his California ranch. Looking for an entertainer.
Maybe I do. Okay, I'll go with him. Come on, Ben.
What?
Come on.
I'll read it again.
Oh, no. This is where you lose.
Come on, man.
Let me read it again. What entertainer?
Listen to it.
What entertainer obtained breeding permits for giraffes, hedgehogs, and orangutans, which is an ape, at his
thanks for clarifying.
At his California ranch. If you get it right, then Kyle is up to $16.
Oh no, I'm gonna
fuck it up, Ben.
Oh, I'm going to. The guess I have is a really, really stupid guess. Just because he has money. You said entertainer, right?
Yeah.
He also ran for governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Also ran for governor. I didn't hear that part. That wasn't part of the question.
The correct answer is Michael Jackson.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Come on, Ben.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Why was I thinking? God, I'm so stupid.
No.
Thanks a lot.
It happens.
No, that is one of the dumbest answers I've ever given in my entire life.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much for checking out the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Full podcast available. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks so much, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.